This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, we got a submission, and it's got a lot of layers to it,
yeah.
But it's kind of interesting. Shauna wants to know if she's the jerk for taking his graduation ticket back. Hold on,
Shauna?
Hear me out. Yeah.
DJ Shauna?
Actually, not DJ. Not your girl.
Shout out the homie, though. Shout out the homie.
Yeah. No, but listen to this. She said, hello, Allie and DZ. Hoping you can tell me whether I'm a jerk or not. Recently, I graduated from college and I invited my brother to my ceremony.
Okay, congrats.
My sister-in-law, his wife, does hair and makeup for a living. So a couple months before my graduation, I asked her if she would be willing to do my hair and makeup for my big day. And she said yes.
That's a plug, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a very simple girl and don't typically get dolled up. So I was excited.
Yeah.
A few days prior to my graduation, my husband and kids all came down with COVID.
Not the Rona.
However, I was negative. My brother calls me to let me know that his wife would not be doing my hair and makeup because they just found out she's pregnant. He said with her only being so early along, he didn't want to risk her getting sick. When I asked him why she didn't let me know herself, he said he wanted to tell me the big news about the pregnancy.
Oh, that's how he broke the news about the pregnancy?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, hey, we're sick.
So she goes on to say,
you're sick.
I obviously said congratulations on the pregnancy, but then I said, well, since you're so worried about her being sick, then I guess you won't need your ticket to my graduation.
Hey, yo, wait.
He sounded disappointed and explained that it had more to do with the close proximity of doing my makeup. But
yeah.
Still,
yeah.
If he's so worried about her getting sick, then he shouldn't be around me either.
Oh.
So because tickets are limited, I took back his graduation ticket.
Oh.
Am I the jerk for uninviting him?
Your brother?
Shauna.
Dang, Shauna.
Okay. Okay, there's a lot of layers to this.
There is. And I was,
because part of it is, I don't know, is she being petty here? Was she in her feelings? Or was she trying to just be like, well, this, if you're going to do one because of the other, then why would you come to, if you can't be around me for my hair, why would you come to my graduation?
See, but I was thinking this might be layered like a cake. This is more layered like an onion, right? Like, is it making people cry, dog?
Let the tears go.
The more you cut into it, because what, like, I just don't understand, like, I feel and see what they're saying by, you're going to be up in somebody's grill. They're going to be breathing all up on you. They can't have a mask on to do makeup on. And if the family's got the Rona, even if you are negative, you are inevitably carrying something because you're in that same household with your family. Not to sound rude and dismissive, but we've already known. We've gone through that once. We know what contact is. We know 15 minutes at less than 6 feet distance.
Well, and she's pregnant, the sister-in-law.
Exactly.
But hold on. This is my thing, though. Tickets are limited. Okay, sure. forget about all the sickness for 1 second.
Okay,
this is where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Tickets being limited, as someone, you know, we've been to graduations.
Oh, we've been
we
there.
Graduated.
You be asking, like, anybody got an extra ticket? And, anybody not using all their tickets?
And if your extended family tries to come, it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go, well, you can come to the party, but I can only invite certain people in the family because they literally only give us so many tickets,
I think
right?
We only got like 5 tickets or something like that for graduation
much.
At Lakeland.
If you have a big family, that's not that much.
Five, and then you obviously had to then either try to buy some from somebody else or be gifted them, whatever.
And it's
whatever.
Not Lakeland's fault or any college. It's because there's limited space and too many people.
Oh, it's not just everybody does it. Not
everybody
just Lakeland,
does
obviously.
It. So I get that part too where you're like, well, if I'm already wasting a ticket, I shouldn't say wasting, Jinx,
because it's not.
I'm already using a ticket on you, but we can't come around each other anyway. You know, I get why she pulled it back.
But she pulls the ticket from her brother and the wife, dog, like now they're not going at all. Or it sounds like the wife was never going. It sounds like it was limited, so the wife was just doing the hair and makeup, and the brother was going. The brother ain't got nothing to do with that, right? In my opinion, he's going to be close enough, but it's not like y'all are going to be sitting there hugging up and super close. He's not going to be sitting next to you at the graduation. You're going to see him for 20 minutes after, maybe an hour if y'all go to get dinner or something. But come on, and chances are he's not going to get dinner.
She said, if he's so worried about getting sick, then he shouldn't be around me either. So because tickets are limited, I took his back.
I am. I'm torn on this one, to be honest with you, because I feel both sides.
I'm saying, even if she's in her feelings, I get her point.
I get it.
Put the feelings aside. I get it. If that's the reason, and I'm not even mad at the brother. I get why they want to distance themselves, but then why would you come to the graduation with a ton of people?
Who's more important than your brother, though? Who are you pulling the ticket from your brother
for? How many siblings you have?
A different brother that's wife ain't pregnant
kidding.
And getting sick? Man, you're now making him breaking the news of them being pregnant to you a kind of sour topic. A little bit.
Oh, now everybody's mad.
I mean, think about it. He just broke the news that they're expecting a child and you went, great. I'm going to take that ticket back, though, since, you know, she's sick and not doing my hair and makeup. I don't want you there anymore anyway.
So which way are you going?
I mean, through course
this
of action,
so
I think I'm leaning towards, yeah, she's the jerk, even though I hear what she's saying and agree to what her points are.
I don't think she's the jerk because they've already stated all the reasons they can't be around her, and which I respect. You don't want to get sick and you're pregnant. I respect that. But then why do you need a ticket to the grad? I just don't get one. They don't go together in my mind. Even if she's being petty, I don't think she's the jerk.
You can distance yourself without literally distancing yourself. You can wear a mask in public and not necessarily worry about getting sick. You can spend a finite amount of time and then leave. He wants to see his younger or older, I don't know. I think it's younger. I don't know. He wants to see his sibling. Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. He wants to see his sibling, person that he grew up with, loves and cares for and appreciates on a big day. He wants to see you graduate. And you being bogus by saying, well, since your wife is, you know, pregnant and since your wife doesn't want to get sick, then you shouldn't come to my graduation since she's not doing my hair and makeup.
Listen to this. Cassie in Oak Creek texted in and said, honestly, limited tickets means a ton of people to be in contact with too, though. I agree with her. That's where I do agree with her. I'm like, if you're going to go into a big venue with a ton of people, what do you care about? You might as well all be around each other.
We ask like we don't know that masks exist and that he could do whatever he wants to feel, you know, safe. And that, bro, y'all remember when we was literally stripping our clothes off at the doorway before walking inside because we thought germs was on our jeans?
Right.
Come on, man. There's ways that you can curb this and feel better. And what we've learned through the last few years after the pandemic is that we're not to be as worried anymore.
Somebody said, she's a bleeping jerk. That's super petty and messed up. Being in close proximity to someone versus a large open space is different. Also, when someone is forced to disclose pregnancy is not fun. You are in a space, but you're in like a venue sitting next to people. Come on.
In a larger, more ventilated space, though. It's not a close proximity inches away from somebody's face while they're breathing their COVID home breath on you.
Dude, you know, look, I'm not going to change the subject, but we were at the arcade last weekend and I left there feeling dirty. It was packed And I was like, everybody wash their hands.
Now.
It's amazing none of us got sick with everything going around. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel dirty walking out of here.
When you walk out of somewhere and you know your hands got that like grout feeling on it, bro, you feel like you just worked in the yard.
Everybody's getting the shower.
We stripping the clothes off at the door for real, for real.
Man, all right, 414-533-1037. The texts are going crazy, and I'm assuming the phones are already lighting up. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Shauna wrote into the show, and there's a lot of layers to this, but she wants to know if she's the jerk for uninviting her brother to her graduation because tickets were limited, and they found out, you know, her sister-in-law's pregnant. She was happy for them, but then they all got sick, and they were trying not to get sick, people around them. So she said, well, if they can't do my hair and makeup,
then you can't come to my graduation.
Yeah, so she pulled the ticket back, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for uninviting him. Let's start with Faith in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Faith.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right. You're first up today on Am I the Jerk? Do you think Shauna's a jerk for uninviting her brother to graduation?
Batter up.
Yes, I definitely think she is the jerk.
You do?
She is the jerk.
Oh.
For uninviting.
Yes, oh. I think she's the jerk because if she didn't offer to do the hair and makeup and she just naturally was like, oh, hey, guys, I'm pregnant, would the sister then revoke the ticket then, or is she only doing it retaliatory because she didn't do her hair and makeup? You know what I'm...
Oh, I hear where you're going with it. I definitely hear where you're going with it. It sounds like it's a reaction to her going, well, since the hair and makeup isn't going to be done by your wife, then you don't need to be at my graduation because
you're
sick.
No, she
because
was in her feelings.
Yeah.
And I absolutely received that from reading it. However, that being said, knowing that graduation tickets are limited, I thought, well, if one goes with the other, then you're
you'd want to avoid it.
So why wouldn't you pull the ticket back, which is why I said not the jerk, but you're saying she is the jerk.
She is the jerk.
Fine, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying it's because she's in her feelings.
Because she's in her feelings.
And she's being petty.
So you'd say not the jerk had she not been sick, had she just like not offered to do the hair, then she keeps the ticket, then it's not a jerk situation where you go in, Lord, now I understand if you do pull the ticket when there's no hair and makeup involved, you're still not the jerk.
Yeah.
Mm.
Huh.
I'm more confused than ever.
Me too. No, Faith, we appreciate your call.
For sure.
Says jerk, though. Says jerk.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Faith. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's go to Kyla. I'm going to pull her up next in Sheboygan. Hi, Kyla. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I have no idea which way you're going. And so now I'm really dying to know. Is Shauna the jerk for uninviting her brother and taking his graduation ticket back?
Yeah, she's totally a jerk.
Okay.
Totally being petty.
Ah!
This feels petty.
Yeah. So it's all for the pettiness. Got it.
It's definitely petty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it sounds like her family can't go because they have COVID, so she already has extra tickets there, so limited tickets doesn't seem like
that's actually a really valid point.
I see what
Ooh,
you're saying.
Kyla, I didn't even think about that. Mm. Her husband,
and
her kids.
Oh, yeah.
They're not
Everybody
going because they're sick.
But her.
So there's not going to be anybody sick there. Everybody should arguably be
healthy.
And now
you took the one person that could go.
Away.
Now you have nobody.
The dots were connecting. Finally, you guys are actually bringing me around for once.
Turning
Fine.
The page on this one, huh? No, I hadn't even thought about the fact that the husband isn't, like, they can't go.
Yeah.
They got COVID. And honestly,
yeah,
everybody should
be
taking
a test. They're going to be going to the grocery store. They're going to be going places where there are other people. But I'm not knowingly going to be
putting
3 inches from your face.
knowing that you got to sit.
There is one not the jerk text. Megan in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. The brother, if he's worried about his wife getting sick, that he should stay away from the graduation. I know he wants to be there for her, but you can get sick anywhere. Better safe than sorry.
You can get sick anywhere, but again, don't you want to risk it if you are going to risk it for family?
Right.
There's one thing to put myself an inch from your face and let you breathe your COVID household air on me. There's another thing to watch you from an auditorium and go, yes, that's my baby sister.
Yeah. Okay, so Kyla says
she's a jerk.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Kyla.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Sarah, one of our regulars. We haven't heard from her in so long in Hartford. She said she can never get in, but she listens every day. Girl.
Who's this?
Sarah in Hartford. I know, right?
She about to yell at me. I'm sorry, Sarah. You know I'm joking.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm here.
Good morning.
You exist. Hi.
Good morning. And I am bringing the broom, vacuum, mop, whatever you want to call it. Ooh. It is definitely a sweep.
Get it out of here. Sweep it.
You say
he
jerk.
He is a jerk. Mm-hmm. I have so many questions. Number one, where were they going to be doing the hair and makeup? At the brother's house or at her house?
I don't know. Good question. Fair enough. Yep.
So that's one question. But number two, the other reason I can see why he doesn't want the wife to be up in her face, doing her makeup, touching her face, mm-hmm. touching her hair, mm-hmm. when she just came out of an environment full of COVID, mm-hmm. just saying. And also, for her to retaliate during that conversation after he is sharing something that's a very significant, yes. And then for her to be like, well, I guess you don't need your ticket. First of all, you just created some tension. Really, really problematic tension, mm-hmm. yes. Which could cause stress on the pregnancy. It could cause stress on the brother, which causes stress on the pregnancy,
ooh.
Potentially.
Ooh, but now you're going, now you're getting deep.
Are you
not happy for us to be having a baby and the fact that I'm trying to keep her safe?
Right.
And then for you to say, she could have said, I understand, are you still planning to come to my graduation? If not, I can find someone else.
Allie,
it's the way she did it.
This is 100%.
It's the way she did it. Like, I guess you don't need your ticket then. That is rude.
Nah, Sarah, right. And it's retaliatory because think about it.
Yeah.
She said in the message, I normally don't get dolled up. So she was really excited to do it.
Yeah.
And since the sister backed out, she went, how come she ain't face me face to face? Fine. Then you're not coming either then. Mm-hmm. Wah, wah, wah.
Probably because she felt bad and she didn't want to. But the brother thought that it was best because he was protecting his family.
So he went, let me tell my sister that we're pregnant and it'll solve. Often the blow of you not being able to do her makeup because we want to keep you safe,
if
baby.
If family's important to you, then bonding with that sister-in-law might have been a real thing that meant a lot to you, and I get that.
And
yeah.
I understand. The sister-in-law could have masked
too.
Up. Sure, she could have masked up, say whatever.
My other question is, first of all, there's COVID. It is the season.
Right.
There's
everywhere.
A lot going around. Flu A, flu B, COVID.
Pneumonia, the flu, COVID. Where do I start right now with everything going?
When is this graduation? Is the graduation coming up soon?
I don't know because I couldn't tell because when I read this, what she sent us, I couldn't tell if it happened in December or if it's coming up because she said I graduated and then she said, am I the jerk for uninviting him? But I couldn't tell if she already had done it or she's doing it. Do you
know,
see what I'm saying?
You know how they got mid-year, mid-semester? And sometimes you're just finishing up a course or in May. Or you got to wait when you graduate early. You still got to wait till the end of the year and walk with everybody else. We don't get the situation.
I don't know when it was.
When I graduated, I feel like when I graduated college, I graduated in December.
Yeah.
But I did not actually have my graduation.
You walked in May or whatever.
Until months later.
Yep. And if this
so
is the situation, because then everybody's going to be good by then. See, I hate this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah. There's a lot of questions. We don't have the answers, but yeah, it's a sweep.
But anyways, you guys.
It's a sweep. Vacuum.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.